Good morning, everyone. Continuing the study of kashrus using the Oreo cookie as an example. I want to thank the Mount Sinai Jewish Center for making this possible. The board, the office, the education committee, and the shul, of course, the shul itself. Why focus on Oreo cookies to learn kashrus? The idea is to hopefully create a rising tide to float all boats, to create a greater awareness in halakhos that may appear to be more technical, because it seems that kashrus works through accountability, and the more people who are aware of the kashrus issues, the details, the minutia, the more accountability there is, and the greater the shmiras kashrus. Today we are going to discuss dairy equipment versus food processed on dairy equipment. Right, the food processed on dairy equipment has a quasi-dairy status, and it allows for certain leniencies. The dairy equipment itself, however, is real dairy. Dairy ripe to make basav cholov. It's potent to make basav cholov deraisa. So it's important to distinguish between dairy equipment and food processed on dairy equipment. So when we say food processed on dairy equipment, we really mean we have a vessel that was used to cook or bake dairy, and it was real dairy, and it was subsequently cleaned, and within 24 hours of the usage, they bake a parv item, an item which has no milk in it at all, and the parv item receives the milk from the walls of the milk vessel, and the parv item now is dairy equipment, food processed on dairy equipment, and a quasi dairy, otherwise known as nat bar nat. The hetero, a noisim tam bar noisim tam of hetero. It's the quasi dairy that's in the parv item is a tam of dairy, but it's a secondary tam. It's a second generation tam. The first tam, right, a flavor without actual physical milk. In the regular sense, was in the wall of the vessel, and when the cooking or baking was done, and parv item was cooked or baked, and that parv, when it was cooked or baked on the ben yomo milchik keli, so then it received a tam, so it's a secondary tam, it's a second generation, it's a. We assume that it's, since it went into the walls of the kli, and then it went into something else, we assume that the time is diminished, maybe through the traveling, maybe through the wall of the fact that it went into the wall of the kli, of the vessel. So that is... It's a quasi-dairy in the parv item, and it has certain leniencies. More germane to Ashkenazim, the Rama prohibits l'chatchila to eat a food processed on dairy equipment with meat. B'diavad, the rule generally is you don't throw anything out, and you can eat it. So the Oreo cookie, the original Oreo, which I like to call the Oreo prosciutto, the Oreo prosciutto is a great example of dairy equipment. Because it seems that the Oreo prosciutto is baked on the same baking conveyor belt that the Chips Ahoy is baked on. Now, the Chips Ahoy is dairy momish. The Chips Ahoy has real dairy. Right? The Chips Ahoy has real dairy. And they, when they bake the Chips Ahoy on the baking pan, so the milk goes into the baking pan, and when they clean it, they clean the baking. They don't want to have cross-contamination because of dairy, of course, but also because of food control, food quality control. So they're going to wash it, and so it's going to be perfectly clean. Baking pan, when they bake the Oreo prosciutto subsequently within 24 hours, so then the Oreo cookies is going to receive a quasi-dairy. It's going to receive some a noisin tam, a secondary tam of dairy, and that's going to make the Oreo prosciutto a dairy equipment food processed on dairy equipment. In contrast, the dairy equipment itself, right? The dairy equipment itself is ripe to make basa v'cholov, right? The dairy food processed on dairy equipment is quasi dairy, and there's leniencies, and at the end of the day, nothing is thrown out. But the dairy equipment itself is ripe and is potent milk. It's real milk. For the purposes of basa v'cholov, it's tam, but it's potent to create basa v'cholov deraisa, so that if you would cook milk in a pot and you'd wash it out, it's perfectly clean, and then you would cook meat in that pot within 24 hours, so then you would have basa v'cholov deraisa. You would have basa v'cholov deraisa. That meat would be basa v'cholovized, and the meat would be yasser, and then the meat that became basa v'cholovized would contaminate the pot, and the pot would be yasser. And so there's a big difference between the food processed on dairy equipment and the dairy equipment itself. Quasi dairy versus non quasi. It's real dairy for the purposes of Hilchos Basa V'Cholov. It's dairy to create Basa V'Cholov Deraisa. Another important difference between food processed on dairy equipment and the dairy equipment itself is time. When we talk about food processed on dairy equipment and the quasi-dairy goes into the parv item, so it forever remains quasi-dairy. It doesn't, once it's embedded in the food, it's always food processed on dairy equipment. It's always a napranata hetero, and has the halachas, it always have the halachas that are associated with that. When we talk about the dairy equipment and the potency of the dairy equipment to create basa v'cholov deraisa, we are limited to the 24 hours. We are limited to 24 hours. And, after 24 hours, after 24 hours of the milk being cooked in the pot, you can't make basa v'cholov deraisa anymore, nor can you make your quasi-dairy. Right? The quasi-dairy is also within 24 hours. But after 24 hours, the dairy equipment loses its potency to create milk, the prohibition of milk and cooking milk and meat together. And if you would cook meat in dairy equipment within 20 after 24 hours. So it's an Eina Ben Yomo. So the Eved, everything would be mutter, right? But Lochat Chila would be prohibited still, prohibited to cook meat in a dairy Eina Ben Yomo Keli. You can't do that Lochat Chila. If you did it, the food would be mutter. But so the potency of the dairy equipment is within the first 24 hours. After the 24 hours, you're not allowed to cook. It's a dairy pot. You can't cross-use a keli, right? You can't. It's a dairy pot. It's for dairy. And you don't use it with meat. If you would use it with meat, b'dieved, the food would be mutter, because 24 hours has elapsed. So, next time, we'll address the difference between dairy equipment and the effect that it has on parv, as we discussed today. I'll contrast that with a vessel which has in it a prohibited flavor. We will discuss the chocolate peanut butter cup, which is a Oreo cookie that has milk in it, and we will contrast Nat Bar Nat Dehetera, which is our Oreo Pshuta, right? The Oreo Pshuta has Nat Bar Nat Dehetera, and we'll contrast that with Nat Bar Nat Isura, right? If you cook milk and meat in a pot together, so then the walls of the pot have in it a flavor of Isser. And when you would cook subsequently, you would get a Nat Bar Nat Isura. So we'll contrast Nat Bar Nat Hetera with Nat Bar Nat Isura Bli Neder. Thank you for joining. Have a great Erev Shabbos.